So I'm walking down the sidewalk on the right-hand side of the road. I get to the intersection and the don't walk sign is lit up. I pull out my phone to see if my wife had called. She hadn't, so I put the phone away, looked up, and the sign had changed to walk. I step off the curb, and on my left, this guy in a car doesn't see me and turns right on red. 2 tons of accelerating steel breathing down my neck. Then everything happened so quickly.
This story may be fiction, but unfortunately, this and many variants of this situation occur daily in our country, and every 3 days in Oklahoma City on average.
And most of the time, these pedestrian vehicle collisions end in injury.
In fact, out of the more than 1,400 pedestrian collisions that have occurred in OKC since 2003, fewer accidents have resulted in no injuries than have resulted in a pedestrian fatality.
Speed is the real killer, which is why nearly 95% of all pedestrian collision fatalities occur on streets with a speed limit of 30 miles per hour or greater.
We're not going to discuss who is to blame for these collisions in this episode. It's unfortunate and upsetting regardless.
But we will offer some advice for you if you ever find yourself as the pedestrian in a collision.
We're not lawyers, but these are tips that we've learned through research and experience.
If you see that you're about to be hit by a car and there's no chance of getting out of the way, try to jump up so that you land on the hood. It's much better to go over a car than under a car.
First thing is first, seek immediate medical attention, as internal injuries may not manifest themselves for some time.
Call the police as well to get them onto the scene to file a report. If there are witnesses, have them speak with the police. If the driver leaves the scene, witnesses will be your best chance at justice.
Exchange insurance information with the driver. If you have car insurance, use it. If not, then health insurance. If you are uninsured, things are going to be more difficult if any of the liability rests upon you.
Do not discuss the accident with anyone except the police. And when you do, do not assign blame or make any accusations. The investigation will take care of this.
If you plan to make a claim on the driver's insurance, speak with an attorney to ensure that you do not somehow get cheated out of what is due to you.
Take pictures, if possible, of injuries, the scene, and any damage that occurs to belongings.
Who is at fault will be determined by a variety of measures, so it's best if you make sure that you have followed all of the laws that govern pedestrianism.
You have to be vigilant and use common sense because the rules surrounding pedestrians can be pretty murky, and minor infractions could lead to the full liability of the collision being thrust upon you.
Here's a list of 4 don'ts that will help.
Don't jaywalk. It's not as big of a deal if there's no chance of you being hit and you're paying attention, but as a rule, don't jaywalk. If you're hit while jaywalking, you're likely to incur the majority of the liability for your injuries.
Don't wear headphones. You could be accused of negligence for not being aware of your surroundings, being distracted by your music device or phone.
Don't cut corners on crosswalks. If you step out of the designated crosswalk area, you could bear the liability for not following the rules.
Don't risk it. If you have the right-of-way and a vehicle doesn't look like it's going to yield to you, don't risk being hit. I had the right-of-way would make a great inscription on a tombstone.
If you follow all the rules for being a pedestrian, in case you do get hit someday, you shouldn't be liable for covering the costs of injury, suffering, and property damage.
Be safe out there. Thanks for listening. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm John. What does it take to live without a car in OKC? We're trying to find out. You can read all about our experiences at carlessinokc.blogspot.com.